Peter, starting off, give me your assessment of the importance of this ruling.
Well, I think it's important in principle because Judge Martin's ruling very clearly and I think appropriately follows orders the state commission and the local board ultimately to follow the constitutional mandate of one person, one vote in soil and water elections. Now, as to the significance of it, legally, his ruling is not binding on other areas within the state, although it would have some persuasive value if it gets appealed and goes to the Court of Appeals and or ultimately the Supreme Court, then a decision by one of those would be binding on other district judges within New Mexico.
Okay, and speaking of this, because again, this is about New Mexico, are you aware of other situations in the state where this has occurred, where a judge has said, look, this does not meet the one person, one vote mandate, what you've done here?
No, not precise. Well, I think there have been probably a couple of orders, and there also are a couple of kinds of boards, like an acequia board, for example, or an irrigation district, that the state has carved out an exception. There has been one court decision basically saying, yeah, this is okay, but we disfavor exceptions to the constitutional mandate of one person, one vote.
And to be very clear, this is a particularly dramatic case because what you've told me is that with the Doña Ana Soil and Water Conservation District, we're looking at four different zones, each zone having a representative, and the city of Las Cruces is all in one zone but has more than half of the population of the entire district. So really, there's an enormously lopsided representation here in that more than half of the people in the district have one representative, and then fewer than half have three representatives, correct?
Yes, and the plaintiff, Grant Price, a voter resident of New Mexico, of Las Cruces since 1969, he and his family have lived here straight through that those decades, and he felt appropriately that his vote was getting watered down. He had one-third the vote, essentially, or the voting power of somebody who lived, say, in Radium Springs or Votto or what have you, and that was the reason he sued. We felt the law was pretty clear, and I think Judge Martin's decision is very clear that, in fact, it did violate the rules, did violate the U.S. Constitution.
And one final question on this. I'm sure as people are listening to this, they may be thinking, well, wait a minute. We don't have one person, one vote in one of the most high-profile cases. And many people think this is a very serious deficiency, and that is the Electoral College, where almost every state, rather than splitting up Electoral College votes based on the percentage of the popular vote, the winner, even if that winner only wins by one vote, gets every Electoral College vote for that state.
Well, it is a huge irony that the U.S. Constitution basically, as amended, has called for one person, one vote. But initially, the Constitution, as written, had a couple of things that that aren't consistent with that, one of which was that slaves were counted as two-thirds of a person, so that the South got extra voting power, but they weren't allowed to vote. And the other, of course, is the creation of the Electoral College, which was a compromise between large states and small states, essentially, and again, North and South. But as you point out, the Electoral College does not follow the one person, one vote, in that if you live in Wyoming, your vote is much weightier than somebody who lives in California. It is certainly ironic that the Constitution did that, but has also basically mandated one person, one vote in most public elections.
Very interesting. And do you expect, Peter, to see an appeal of this?
I don't. Obviously, I can't speak for the Soil and Water Commission, which was the defendant, a respondent, or for the Attorney General, who by statute is delegated, given the task of representing that state agency. However, the attorney for this commission did say at the last hearing that they would not appeal, and I think an appeal might not be in their interest if they want to keep things the way they want to keep them, because Judge Martin's ruling, as I mentioned earlier, does not bind a judge in, say, Taos County, whereas an appeal, and I feel they would certainly lose an appeal, would be binding on all the judges in the state. And thirdly, of course, there will be, one can assume, some amount of change in the composition of the commission, given that we have elected a new governor.
Okay, very interesting developments. And Peter Goodman is a local attorney and, of course, a commentator that you hear on KRWG Radio and you read in the Las Cruces Sun News. Peter, thank you for joining us.